Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nasta'inuhu wa nasta'firahu. Wa na'uz billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdi Allah fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: أكرم الناس أتقاهم أتقاكم، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين وشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected listeners, Alhamdulillah. We are now on lesson number 69 on the wisdom of actions, and we have been discussing about azan, the virtues, and in lesson 68 we discussed the basis of the virtues of calling out azan. In this lesson we continue and we start discussing about the long neck of the muazzin and his forgiveness. In a hadith, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who call out the azan will have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the muazzin will be forgiven to the extent that his voice reaches, and every wet and dry thing will testify on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every jinn, every human being, and everything else that hears the voice of the muazzin, for as far as it reaches, shall testify on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Now what are the explanations of these beautiful ahadiths? Metaphorical expressions have a relationship with physical entities, and the soul is rewarded or punished in this punished in a manner akin to the reasons for the reward or punishment. Based on this, the honor of the muazzin will be expressed by his neck and voice. Therefore, his neck will be the longest on the day of Qiyamah. And to the extent to which his voice reaches, all creations hearing him will testify on behalf of him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah's mercy will also be as vast as the invitation to Islam that the muazzin gives, and he will therefore be given, he'll be forgiven to the extent to which his voice reaches. First of all, we should understand that in order to show the importance of the muazzin and the call, because the muazzin status has risen because of the call that he is giving. The muazzin is giving a call to tawheed, risalat, akhirat, salat, success, knowledge. He is giving a call to many things in the azan. Therefore, it is now expressed in a symbolic and metaphorical way, that because the voice is coming out from the throat, Therefore, his neck will be extended, lengthened, number one, to show his honor and dignity. That listen, on the day of Qiyamah, then they will have the longest necks. Whether this is physical, it could be physical also, but it will show their high status. And then, nowadays the muezzin, technically speaking, is more fortunate, because the use of mic system allows the voice of the muezzin to travel vast places, and it will go now not just around the masjid. Remember, in the early days of Islam, that the muezzin will climb on the minaret. That's why you will find, especially in the Middle East countries, up to today, where they do not have mic systems, the muezzin literally, physically, climbs up. And he does this 5 times a day. He climbs up and he goes right till the top. And in some places, for example, in the Suleimani Masjid in Istanbul, there are 3 passages leading up. And 3 people can go up simultaneously without meeting each other, or the paths do not meet, and they go right up, and from there the azan is called. Now these days, we have the mic system replacing all this. And also, those days, the muezzin was going up because that was the highest spot, generally in the locality, or in that small village or town. So his voice could travel, and he could be heard by many hundreds of houses by going up, because the muezzin is on a higher level, then his voice will travel. These days, we have explained that the muezzin's voice now travels via the mic system. That's why he stands outside the masjid, because the ulama have written that the muezzin must stand outside the masjid. And many a times, unfortunately, a person in i'tikaf, he is invited by the muezzin to give the azan, and this person is spiritually high and boosted, goes away outside the masjid, inevitably breaking his i'tikaf, because the place of azan is outside the masjid, keeping in line with the rulings and keeping in line with the practices of the old, that they should climb right up to the highest spot and give the azan. Now, the second hadith says the muezzin will be forgiven to the extent his voice reaches. Why? Because the every wet and dry thing will testify on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Just like we have got the various Anbiya alayhi salam, that on the day of judgment, when every nation will come to the people, to the various Anbiya, and these various Anbiya, to get testification that they delivered the message, will go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to get testification that he and the various Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they delivered the message, will seek evidence from the Quran Kareem, the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the muezzin, every wet and dry thing will testify on his behalf, because obviously there everything will be speaking, everything will be testifying. And the limbs, as we know in Surah Yasin, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that even the limbs of the body will testify. That means our hands will speak, our eyes will speak what they saw, our ears will speak what they heard, our tongues will speak what they said, our limbs will testify to what they did. All that will happen. Now it is no more strange. 1400 years ago, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they brought iman on this without questioning it. Today, these modernists want to question it. But after the invention of electronic media, now who can question it? That when you have CDs giving out voices, when you have CDs recording literally thousands of bayans on MP3 and real media, and when you have flashes, small flashes, they can capture your entire computer, and you can be walking around with your entire computer on a small piece of equipment, and that can contain literally hundreds or thousands of pages. So when a small piece of man-made equipment and invention can contain and hold and sustain so much of information, then why can't our eyes and our ears and our brains and our physical parts and our limbs testify and contain and record and maintain and then later replay it as testimony when called upon to do so? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got control over everything. So we should be aware of this, that everything is in the control and power and under subjugation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Sayyid Qudri radiallahu ta'ala reports that every jinn, every human being and everything else that hears the voice of the muazzin as far as it reaches shall testify on behalf of the muazzin on the day of Qiyamah. Now how fortunate is this muazzin that you and I, who is going to testify that we delivered 100 people, 200 people, 1,000 people, those that are actively involved in enjoying what is good, forbidding what is evil, then maximum we'll say million people. But can you imagine how fortunate is the muazzin that literally, that when he's giving azan, there'll be vegetation growing and coming. There'll be trees growing and coming. And there'll be jinnat coming and growing. And there'll be malaika there coming and growing. And there'll be wet and dry vegetation coming and growing. Coming and growing, meaning, and because the muazzin, the virtuous lies in giving azan for 7 years, that can you imagine in that 7 years how much of change, physical, biological change has occurred outside where the muazzin's voice reaches? That wet and dry buildings come and go, vegetation comes and goes, all are going to testify before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That just, can you imagine something? That on a tree, the tree has got literally thousands of leaves on it. All, each leaf is going to testify to the call of the muazzin. That this muazzin called towards Tawheed. That this muazzin called towards Risalat. That this muazzin called towards Deen. That this muazzin called towards Salat. And this muazzin called towards success. This muazzin called towards knowledge. And this muazzin, he called towards the testification of Tawheed and Risalat and Akhirat. How fortunate is the muazzin? Unfortunately these days, that the muazzin is underpaid. The muazzin is overworked. The muazzin is treated like below employment level. The muazzin is pushed around. Do this, clean the windows, clean the carpets, clean the toilets, clean the wuzukhana, do this, do that. Every other person is the boss of the muazzin. And most of the time the muazzin is not in a position to move away from the job because he requires those few tuppence, he requires that. The muazzin is given the worst, most of the time, places of accommodation. Let alone he's in the same boat as the imam. If he dies, his wife and children are left out. And if the imam dies, his wife and the children are left out. There is no financial backup plan for the imam nor the muazzin. We should look into this and we should inquire that the salary, take time off, inquire from the Imam and the Masjid what salary you get. And you think as a normal human being living on the surface of the earth in your country that can I manage with that salary? Can I come out with that salary? And if we cannot come out reasonably with that salary, how the Masjid is coming out? How the Imam is coming out? And we should be ashamed that such a noble position, such a honored position, such a dignified position, and we do not honor it, and we do not give it its due credit. And Allah's mercy descends upon the Muazzin's call and upon the Muazzin himself, because all that year they will testify and they reply, just like how we are making salat, the creation also makes salat. It is stated, for example, that the mountains, they are in the jalsa position. Shah Rafiuddin Rahmatullah Alayhi stated that the mountains, they are in the jalsa position, city where we read At-Tayyat. The trees, they are in the qiyam position, the standing position. And the cattle, the four-legged cattle, they are in the ruku position constantly. The trees are in qiyam position constantly. And the mountains are in jalsa position constantly. And the insects, that means the insects and the scorpions and the snakes, those that are moving on their bellies on the surface of the earth, they are in sijda position constantly. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as Muslims all their postures and positions in salat. Like birds are flying around, we move from one position to another position. The stars and the moon and the sun, they move in their orbits and come back to their starting position. We in one rakat, we go from standing ruku, two sijdas, and then we come back to our original position. So Allah has blessed us that we have been given the physical maneuvering positions of all the creations around us. So they are actually glorifying Allah, praising Allah. All these birds and animals, they are praising Allah. Scholars have written in detail how they praise Allah Ta'ala. We cannot understand that, but this does happen. Now the trees, it is stated that running water praises Allah. When it stops praising Allah, it becomes stagnant and full of illness and ailment and disease, giving bilharzia, etc. They say green leaves praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah. No sooner they stop, they wither off. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed the twig of green leaves upon the grave of those who are getting punishment. Now, that when the Muazzin is calling, can you imagine all around, all the greenery, they will testify to the Azan. They will testify and affirm to the Tawheed and Risalat and to the message of the Azan that has been given and is given. Yes, we do not hear it, but because we do not hear it or we do not understand it, it does not mean it does not exist. For example, around us, and if you go to the marketplace, then there are numerous languages spoken. People are communicating with each other. Because we do not understand their communication, it does not mean they are not understanding each other. These animals, they are communicating with each other. That is why, as testimony, we fully well know that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was able to understand the talk of the birds, talk of the animals, and talk of the jinnat. And he was able to relate to them and talk to them, meaning that there was some form of communication and language that he was able to understand and converse in. How fortunate is the Muazzin that all that is around, which are going to testify, and then they are going to bring in favor of him their testification. Question arises, why freedom from Jahannam is promised for the person calling out the azan for 7 years. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who calls out the azan for 7 years with the hope of reward will have the certificate of freedom from Jahannam written for him. Now the explanation, the reason why such a person will not enter Jahannam is that his deed expresses the good state of his iman. Because the only person who can call out azan regularly for a long time is the one whose focus is on Allah and is subservient to him. Another reason is that the mercy of Allah entrenches itself within the heart, which can then never be affected by the fire of Jahannam. So two reasons are given that why the person who calls out azan, and remember he called out azan and there is a small condition, with the hope of reward. Ihtisaban. Now, obviously the person has got iman, that is why he is calling towards iman. The person has got full faith in Tawheed and Risalat, that is why he is calling towards Tawheed and Risalat. The person has got full faith in Akhirat and Amal Salihah, Salat, and he knows fully well that success lies in performance of Salat. Now when the person has got iman, then the other condition is that he must give the azan hoping for the reward. This applies to all our actions, not only this azan in particular. Every action of ours, no matter how insignificant we think of it, but it should be that we hope Allah Ta'ala will reward us. We go and make Hajj, we're going to make tawaf and make sa'i and remove our hair. Have this behind that when I'm making Umrah or making Hajj or going to Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah, pelting the shaitan, making rami of the Jamarat, have this in mind that Allah will reward me. And whatever I am doing is for the pleasure of Allah. So when we have this focus and consideration that Allah will reward me, and Allah will forgive me, and Allah's mercy will shower on me, and Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from me, then the certificate of freedom from Jahannam is written for the Muazzin. And because the person is calling towards this, iman is embedded in the heart. Iman is filled in the heart. Iman is pushed and thrust, because he's not calling it for one day, he's calling it for 360 days times 7 years. So he is calling azan 5 times a day and doing this regularly, constantly, in a good, nice voice, and he's calling it, raising his voice, raising Tawheed, Ilahi Kalimatullah. He's like one in jihad and with iman in the heart. So iman becomes entrenched in the heart. Iman becomes filled in the heart. Because when a person repeats something, then his end is upon that. Don't we read the stories of people who are dying on the roadside? And we hear this lately also, let alone we read this in the books. We have read it in the books. And when we hear that lately also, people going to the roadside, they see an accident, then they go there and the paramedics and the ambulance personnel are working hard to try and survive that person. And this person here is reading the kalima. Why? Because that person, he's good natured, and his iman that was in his entire body from head to toe, which was flowing in the blood and the heart and the brains, now that iman at the last time is coming out of the tongue, in the time of difficulty and unease, at the time of the throngs of death and agony of death and pangs of death, that voice now is saying the kalima. On the other hand, reports unfortunately reach us that when they reach the personnel, that person is saying some weird words. Previously, we heard of people talking about their shops, and we were talking about money and materialism at the end part of their lives. And it is stated, al-etabar bil-khawatim, that consideration is taken at the ending. What happens at the ending? Although we are here, we must understand the masala which we have written in Masunun Duaz, Mufti Ashikilai Bulan Shari, Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote, and it is on our website, alislam.co.za, that it is good, preferable, nice, like, desired, for a person when he is passing away, that he read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But even if a person who is good, he was regular in salat, and was looking like a Muslim, behaving like a Muslim, but he, towards the end, the last moment, did not read the kalima, does not mean now that that person is a bad person. Does not mean now that that person is an evil person. No. It is not a precondition that a person be classified as good, pious, that he dies in a good place, or he dies near a good personality, or he dies in a blessed month or a blessed day, or he dies saying the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Is that how we practiced our lives, how we behaved in our life? That is how we are going to be resurrected. And with whom we contacted and we were with, that is with whom we are going to be coming up with. If we, for example, love the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmeen, then on the day of judgment, inshallah, we will rise loving the Sahaba and being amongst them. If we love the martyrs, then we'll rise up loving and being amongst the martyrs. And if we loved the pleasure of Allah, then we'll get up within and in and immersed in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, a person who gave azan, then obviously because he did it so often for 7 years, then his focus is on Allah. And that means he's subservient to Allah. That means he is obedient to Allah. And because of his calling repeatedly, then the mercy of Allah descended upon that person. See, Anbiya alayhi salam, their high status and their belovedness is because they call towards Tawheed and Risalat and Akhirat day in and day out, night in and night out, individually, publicly, in gatherings. Their whole 24 hours was nothing but calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Tawheed, calling towards Risalat and Akhirat. How fortunate is the Muazzin that he is the best caller, and he is the one who's calling towards Tawheed and Risalat at least 5 times a day. And that is from the position of azan, let alone from inside the masjid, when again he is calling the ikamat. When he is calling the ikamat, it is the repetition of the azan. How fortunate is he that 10 times a day this person is making ilahi kalimatullah, he's rising, he's elevating the Tawheed and Risalat and Akhirat. He is praising Allah, he's praising Allah's greatness, he's calling towards Allah's greatness, he's calling towards Salat, and he's bringing in the argument that Salat is the best thing, and Salat will give us success, and Salat is success, and Salat is salvation. Inshallah, we have spoken on CII lately about the virtues of Salat. Try to source that, where we have spoken for about 20 minutes regarding the importance of Salat. Remember, Salat is so important that in it lies our formula for everything. For every difficulty, Salat. For every salvation, Salat. For every need, Salat. Regularity in Salat will bring us goodness, blessing, provided we perform the salat how it's supposed to. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability when we come back. Then, inshallah, in the lesson 70, we will discuss about calling out the azan with sincerity and regularity with salat is a means of securing forgiveness. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.